Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
It's not a good morning, John. It's not. It's a miserable freaking morning. It could not be a worse morning. Turn, yeah, lower it. Fade that bad boy out. My God, what a disgusting morning it is as the New York Yankees fall to the Dodgers in Game 5. And I'm trying to really control my emotions on this, but I have to admit, it feels like the worst gut punch of my Yankee fandom. Like, it really does. It really does. I have to admit. And I know they still had two games to win. So this wasn't to win a championship. This wasn't a game seven. You know, they still had a lot more to do. Even if they win this game, it's the likelihood they aren't world champions in a couple of days. But my goodness, this loss and this game is so frustrating in so many different ways. I mean, like, you know, the other gut punches, 0-1 is obviously an enormous gut punch. To have those three games at Yankee Stadium and those unbelievable rallies and everything going around the country and the city around 9/11, obviously. And, you know, to be a couple outs away from winning four consecutive World Series. But they had three in the bag. Like, this has been 15 years, 15 long years, and they had an opportunity to do something special here, and it looked like they were on their way to start the game. It couldn't have gone any better. The first 4.5 innings were pitch perfect. Cole starts the game, getting the first three outs, a clean first inning, which feels, you get out Freddie Freeman in the first, throw a parade. They get a clean first inning. Judge hits the home run finally in the first inning after so many opportunities with runners on over the course of the entire postseason, let alone the World Series. And he comes through with that home run in the first. Jazz follows it up. It's 3-0. They tack on a couple more. Stanton hits a home run. And going into that fifth inning, Cole is throwing a no-hitter. And it all comes unraveling, and they just completely melted down. Judge drops a ball. First of all, it's a leadoff single. Judge drops a ball inexplicably. Hasn't made an error all year. Two innings prior, he's leaping at the wall to rob Freddie Freeman, the World Series MVP, of a double. Like, how does he drop that ball? Anthony Volpe gets a ground ball at short. Has only one play at third. Can't make that throw to Jazz Chisholm at third. Throws it in the dirt. And then you get to, even in the disaster, even the defensive miscues, even the bases loaded, nobody out, you still got a five-run lead. You got Gerrit Cole on the mound. You're thinking, okay, get a couple outs here. Find a way to give up two. And he strikes out Lux, and he strikes out Otani, and he's on his way out of it, and he gets a squibber from Mookie Betts. It's over! And we're celebrating the toughness of Gerrit Cole, the legacy of Gerrit Cole. It's a legacy start for Gerrit Cole. You know, this is a legacy start for Gerrit Cole. Well, that's his legacy right there. His teammates let him down, and he said, not today. And he strikes out the nine-hitter. He strikes out Otani, and he gets Mookie Betts to hit a soft little squibber of a ground ball to first base to get out of it. Away the Yankees go on a victory that says, hey, now Judge is hot. Now we're dangerous. Now you're the team that hasn't come up with a hit. We shut you down offensively for two nights in a row. We're the ones celebrating. We're the bottom of the order is hitting. Judge is hot now. You're in trouble as we head to the LA. And instead, he forgets to cover first base. And in that moment, every Yankee fan's body just shriveled up. And you knew what was coming next. Freddie Freeman with a base hit. Teoscar Hernandez with a double. And a 5-0 lead in a Game 5 of the World Series that would have sent the Yankees to L.A. with all the momentum, down 3-2, evaporated. It's gone. And everything that happened later, I would have went with once the Yankees retake the lead with Giancarlo Stanton's sacrifice fly, and they push Gerrit Cole, and he does a great job to rebound from that inning, 38 pitches, and he still manages to empty the tank and get outs and get you into two outs into the seventh inning. You get Clay Holmes for the last out. He's a little shaky, but he gets the last out, and you're in the eighth inning, and I think you have to bring out Weaver for two innings, but I understand he's exhausted. Canely comes in as nothing. There's all that. All of that means nothing. They lost this game in the fifth inning. I never thought for a second they were getting that game. Not for a second. The minute that game was tied in the fifth, it was over. And this is one of the more just sickening, stomach-turning, awful losses that you could possibly have. I thought they avoided this with the win the other night and avoiding the sweep. I didn't think they won the series, certainly not. Even if they won tonight, I wouldn't have said they've won the series. That would be stupid. But I thought they avoided worst-case scenario of looking like a team that folded and made me sick to my stomach about them. I thought even if they lose this game or if they lose in L.A., all right, they battled back. Certainly if they go to L.A., they're the first team ever in World Series history to fall behind 3-0 and work their way back to a Game 6. I'll be disappointed. I'll be angry. We'll talk about the changes that are needed and all that, but I won't feel sick to my stomach. I won't hate them. But that's what that inning did. That inning brought back all of our anger toward them, all the things that they don't do well, all of their flaws came flooding in, cost them a game. And now, as we talked about Cole's legacy and Judge's legacy, and we'll talk about Boone, whose contract is going to get picked up, he is going to be the manager next year. We talk about all those guys. And right now, Judge is the captain and Boone is the manager of the team that just, the gang that can't shoot straight. They don't know how to win. Plain and simple. That's the legacy of this team right now. Boone is the manager of and Judge is the captain of a team that has no idea how to win. And when they thought they just might, they decided to give it away. When they thought, oh, you know what? We might actually win this thing. Hold on. Let's figure out a way to lose it. It's infuriating. It's sickening. It's hard to explain. And that's like, that inning to me is hard to explain. I understand that the flaws killed them and that's who they are. And they've had many issues throughout the playoffs, the year, no doubt. Undisciplined team, you know, fair. That inning goes beyond that. That inning is so hard to understand. It's amazing to me. And I know this is, I see a lot of people, why should we be surprised? This is who they are. I'm sorry. That inning shocked the hell out of me. Judge dropping a pop-up. Or a line drive, Judge dropping a fly ball. Volpe not being able to execute a throw from 10 feet away. The ace of the staff not recognizing he needs to cover first base. We could talk about all the issues this team has had. That is beyond. That is an epic meltdown. You can't call it a meltdown if this is what they do. You can't have it both ways. If this is what they do, and it's to be expected, and this is the problem, then you can't call it a meltdown. Because meltdowns are when you don't do what is expected. A meltdown is when, inexplicably, you just lose your cool and lose it. And that's exactly what happened. And the Yankees, for whatever reason with this team, another thing is they can't ever stop the ball from rolling in the wrong direction. Over the course of games, over the course of stretches of the season, like if things start spiraling out of control, the Yankees have no ability to put their foot in the ground and stop it. And that's exactly what happened last night. And it's congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Yankees are heading into one of the bigger off seasons in recent memory where Soto's a free agent, Glaber's a free agent. I suppose Cole could opt out. Rizzo's got a decision on Rizzo, Verdugo. Like, the team could be dramatically different next year. And honestly, right now, who wouldn't welcome that? 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you. Let's take your calls. Eli in Washingtonville. What's up, Eli?
Like I always say, C-Mac, mm-hmm. You're the king of fucking on both sides of your mouth. Right now, you just told me, you just gave a whole bunch of reasons why. Boone, Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to. You just said he doesn't know how to win.
I did.
And you think all the flaws that the Yankees have had all year.
Yep.
All year. So it's not like it happened just today.
It did. Well, that all inning. Year. But my point is that inning specifically is not there. The Judge hasn't made an error all year. Volpe's a Gold Glove finalist.
What happened in game one? There was an error that got Ohtani to third, wasn't
yep.
it? Okay, yes. So this has been happening all year. So what does every other coach in the Major League does that
Aaron Boone is not doing? I don't know. I think that's why I'm wondering if it's the players, it's Boone, it's everybody, because I got to be honest with you.
No, it's
what
Boone.
manager in the world keeps Cole running in first base?
Okay, it doesn't
what
matter.
What manager in the world?
Thing.
Who would how could you tell me a manager in a play that is more that is practiced more than any other play in baseball? How do you make sure your $300 million pitcher covers first? I don't care Billy Martin, I don't care Casey Stengel, it doesn't matter. There's no way to guarantee that. And the same thing with Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres is a prone player. Do you think he'll go somewhere next year? And suddenly those will stop? If he has the right manager, that'll stop? Okay.
Yeah.
Watch.
Okay.
Watch.
There's a whole bunch of different players that you're naming. There's a whole bunch, and this is not only this year. It's been last year throughout the Boone era.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees have never been good defensively or on the base pads. So it has to be some way that he's managing the wrong way. And then
yeah,
let me
I
tell
disagree.
You something.
But
Mark
I mean,
Teixeira,
yeah.
Mark Teixeira.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Teixeira would have ran that to first base.
Yeah,
so
listen,
I don't know how everybody's jumping on Gerrit Cole when he did a spectacular job.
He did. It's a squibber that you have to make sure you field. It is spinning like crazy. I've been saying it a bunch. I've said about Rizzo a ton of times that I joke, like, I wish someone would love me as much as Rizzo loves throwing it to the pitcher. Like, he never goes at the bag. I normally would be with you. And I think he could have, like, he got up looking to throw and then, like, took a half a second when he realized Cole wasn't there. If he just comes up and heads to the bag.
Walking. He was actually walking when this guy was still running to first base.
Yeah. He knew he wasn't going to make it. He could have tried to dive and tag the base. I think he just knew he wasn't going to make it. But I don't disagree, but that's not, Cole's still got to be there, though. Like, Cole still has to be there.
All right, we're straying away from the topic. Like I said, this has been a problem with the Yankees in the Boone era. Now, every other manager in Major League Baseball.
I disagree.
Has their team. Okay.
There's no other team that plays sloppy baseball. No other team.
Not more than the Yankees.
I don't know this that. You watch them every day. I don't think. This. But again, this inning to me, this embarrassment tonight, isn't necessarily about like sloppiness. Or Boone's sloppiness. They dropped a fly ball. He threw a ball in the dirt. The pitcher forgot to cover first base. I'm sorry, that's not on the manager. That's on the players. And you talk about accountability. How about we hold the players accountable? Why do you look to skirt? You look to skirt the blame. The players have responsibility on their own. They're making millions of dollars. It's game five of the World Series. Do you think Anthony Volpe thought it was okay to throw that ball in the dirt because the manager won't mind?
Okay, but it's not our job to hold them accountable. It's the manager's job to hold them accountable.
Well, how do you hold the player accountable?
Okay, so that's what I'm telling you. What does every other coach in the Major League Baseball
again,
does?
It's not every other. It's not every other manager. I mean, the other managers, they have better players. They have better defensive players. Plain and simple. Gleyber Torres is the worst defensive second baseman in the league with the most errors in the league. He continually does this. Do you think it's never addressed, or is it the player? Like, he's the what you said. Oh, what sloppiness cost him, right? What was it? It's the same player who does it over and over and over again. It's Gleyber Torres. That's why I don't want him back, despite the fact that he killed it in the postseason. I don't want him back because I don't believe it's Aaron Boone's inability to reach him. I think it's him. I think it's him. That's what I think. I think they were over aggressive on the base path sometimes. Again, Anthony Rizzo, made the one of the huge plays defensively. How long is Anthony? Do you think Anthony Rizzo gets his base running? Did he do it when he was winning World Series and breaking 100-year streaks with the Cubs? Or did he only pick up his bad base running habits when he's under Aaron Boone? Like, again, there's no doubt this group, including Aaron Boone, I'm not avoiding him of blame, but we want to avoid the players of blame. It's everybody. It's everybody. It's the captain who doesn't hold his own teammates accountable. It's the manager who doesn't hold his teammates, his players accountable. But again, like I mentioned it because Susan Waldman said it coming in. I think she's got a point in saying, look at the roster. This is still, to me, more a Cashman thing. And I'm the Cashman guy. But look, like, he took a team to the World Series that had a bullpen that fell apart, had no production from left field, no production from first base, no production from catcher, no production from third base. And it got them to the World Series, and then we're complaining when guys make errors. You want to fire Aaron Boone? I'm on board. I'll do it. But they lost this game because of the fifth inning, and I don't think it's the manager's fault. But he's part of it. He's the leader of a group that doesn't know how to win. That's totally true. Whether this fifth inning is directly on him or not, I just dispute that the fifth inning is directly on Aaron Boone and some of the ills that have hurt this team a lot this year. Because that was a crazy inning. That was a unique, absolutely nuts freaking inning. Aaron Judge hasn't made an error all year. He drops the ball. Anthony Volpe's the reigning Gold Glove winner who's up for it again this year. He throws the ball into the dirt. And then a pitcher doesn't cover first base. I'm sorry. Like, the idea that we don't think Aaron Boone goes over that, like, what about that inning is on the manager? The overall tenor of the team not being able to have the mental toughness to put that behind them or to stop it mid-turn, like, that kind of stuff, I agree with. And over the course of the year, sometimes there is a feeling of, like, hey, we'll be fine, and a lack of urgency. That's on the manager, too. I'm all for that. And some fundamentally sound stuff. We've seen some bad base running over the course of their tenure. Yeah, we've seen it's you make it like we see it a lot with a lot of different teams. You just focus on the Yankees. It cost them at different times, but like this game, that inning, I have a tough time putting it on Boone. Johnny in East Hampton, what's up, Johnny?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good. How are you, bud?
Oof, crushed, devastated. You know, yeah, whatever word you want to use.
It's brutal.
Hey, listen. Yeah, it's disgraceful. I wanted to ask you, because you brought up Hal Steinbrenner earlier. How long do you think you can keep Cashman and Boone together? Because this is going on, I think it's Boone and Cashman been together 7-8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I only bring that up because I feel like Hal Steinbrenner, I think he, and maybe almost to a fault, I think he's so concerned about his image and not trying to be like his father, where his father was impatient.
Right.
And if one thing didn't work, he would just fire the manager, fire whoever. I feel like it's good to have patience that Hal does, but I think at this point, it's gotten to the point where I think this is the apex of where this team is going to go with Cashman and Boone together.
But again, they're in the World Series. I mean, give me another organization that fires their World Series manager.
I mean, that's a good...
Give me another organization that will fire the manager who led the team to the World Series.
Yeah, but I mean, that's also a question. I mean, that's also... You have to take into account that the American League was not very good this year.
All right, so then find me the guy who's going to fire the GM who built the best team in the American League and the manager who went to the World Series.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the GM has been there for, since the last World Championship, they've been there for 15 years now. This is the first time they've been back there.
No, I understand that, but but my point is, wouldn't you have had a better argument 2 years ago than you have now when they just got back there?
I mean, that's true, but back then you didn't have Soto. You didn't have Stanton, you know, a healthy Stanton.
I understand, but they did this year, but he put the team together that had those pieces.
And I think also that Cashman, like you said, he didn't have any production out of left field, any production out of first base, any production out of catcher.
Right.
I think that getting Soto, and I think you brought this up earlier, like it masked a lot of deficiencies that they had. And you can get away with doing that against Kansas City and, you know, Cleveland, because right. those teams are not going to, they're not going to beat
yourself. I mean, that's, you can't beat yourself. Plain and simple. You can't beat yourself when you're playing the Dodgers. Totally agree. But you know, it's not mad. Like, the only thing about the masking, it's, that's their team. That's like saying your outfit masks your ugly body. Like, that's the team. They're a team. They have strengths. They have weaknesses. Their strength is that they mash the ball with two guys in the middle of the lineup who clobber it, and that team got them to the World Series. Like, there are teams who have different strengths. There are teams who make every play. There are teams who do all that stuff. And you know who does that? The Cleveland Guardians, and they do it. They play good defense. They run the base as well. They do all that, and they're so bad that the Yankees don't even get credit for beating them. It's just about winning. It's just about winning. And again, I'm okay with firing everybody because I'm as upset right now. But when we say, it's one thing to say, I believe changes should be made. It's another to say, when is this owner going to have enough? Name another owner who's going to fire the group that just went to the World Series. Other than maybe George. But this is an embarrassing loss. They had the game won, and they blew it. Like, that's why we're so upset. We're not so upset because they didn't belong on the same field. We're upset because they had a 5-0 lead. They could have won game one. They're about to force a game six, the first team in World Series history to do it, and they just gave the game away. And so we can argue with the manager who had them to the point of 5-0 before it went away, or the GM who built the team that we felt, and everybody would have felt, every Yankee fan now is upset, would have told me they have a chance to win those last two games against the Dodgers, but that GM needs to get fired today because Aaron Judge dropped the fly ball and their ace starting pitcher forgot to cover first base. So if either of those two things happened, if Judge catches a fly ball or Gerrit Cole covers first base, this is a team that's on fire. This is a team that's dangerous. This is a team who has the Dodgers right where they want them. And this is a team that could do something that we never thought would be seen again and come from behind and win 3-0. Because that's what, after being down 3-0, that's what everybody would be talking about. But now Judge dropped a pop-up and Cole forgot to cover first. So we have to fire Cashman. All right, it's just, it's an impossible loss. The team was not perfect. It's flawed. The Dodgers were better, and they beat themselves trying to beat a team that's just as good or better.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
.430, McGonagall here with you on The Fan. Trying to cope with a miserable, disgusting loss. And I'm just trying, like, they're not a very good defensive team. That's the flaw that came up and bit them. They didn't play good defense. Right? And there have been times where they're not fundamentally sound, but this was just a bad defensive inning. This wasn't fundamentals. This was bad defense. And the idea, that Eli's, they're the only team in baseball. I'm sorry, did Rocchio not drop a ball at second base that set up an enormous game-winning inning for the Yankees? Like, we don't remember when the other teams do it. We don't care. And he tried to turn a double play. We don't remember this? Rocchio, the gold glove caliber shortstop of the Cleveland Guardians, could have had an opportunity to get the out at second base, which would have limited the damage, but he tried to turn two and didn't even catch the ball and set up a big inning for the Yankees. We don't remember that. No one cares. No one cares that other teams do this too. No one cares. All we focus on the Yankees, and I get it, and they're a bad defensive team. They have been this year. The players aren't as good defensively. Second base sucks defensively. Rizzo has been a problem at first base all year. Jazz Chisholm, now you want to talk about roster construction and everything. He's at third base, not a great defensive third baseman, never played it before. Soto is not a very good right fielder, but he's Soto, so you live with it. They're not a good defensive team. It cost them in this inning. And I think in particular, Gleyber Torres is a defensive mishap waiting to happen no matter who his manager is. That is not a strong suit for the New York Yankees. But that's the players. I don't think that, like, they're not taking enough infield practice. And held accountable, they benched him. They could have benched him earlier. They could have benched him more often. You know what the accountability is going to be? He's not going to get a contract from the New York Yankees. Like, I don't... We can talk about accountability. The fact of the matter is they're supposed to be a good offensive team, and they're supposed to be able to pitch, and the bullpen was very good for them, and the starting pitching was supposed to be better for them, and they're supposed to slug, and they're an average to below average defensive team. And it bit them, and they had a miserable defensive inning. But if you leave that inning saying, what the hell's up with Boone and this team, I mean... The course of the series, you could say that. He made some decisions that I questioned, certainly in game one. Cost them the game in game one. But the three mishaps that cost the Yankees this victory and the five-run lead are on the players. An absolute meltdown from a group. You want to say they're not mentally tough enough because of the manager? I buy that more than they, you know, lack fundamental coaching. Stu in Brooklyn. What's up, Stuart?
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I agree with 100% with everything you said. They're not fundamentally sound. You know what they remind me of? The old Weaver Baltimore Orioles waiting for the three-run homer with the sluggers that they had. And defensively, Chisholm a second baseman? Does he play
With the Marlins, he played mainly second base early on in his career, and then for a season and a half or so, he transitioned to center field.
Okay, so he's out of position.
Correct.
Trevor Torres, you're right, he's not going to be back.
He's not a good defensive player, he won't be back, yeah.
No, and who would you put second base instead? Would you put Chisholm at second?
Who?
And get who is the third?
I mean, that's the question. We'll see how the team shapes up. Apparently, he loves playing third base, but, yeah, you could put him at second and go get a third baseman, or you could leave him at third and get a second baseman. They have a couple of options internally for second base, more than third. Vivas is an option for second base, not really third, so, or at least he's come up as a second baseman. So they have more internal options at second base than they do third, but that's a possibility. They're going to need a new left fielder because Verdugo's gone. They're going to need a new first baseman, whether it's Ben Rice or from outside, because I don't think they'll bring back Anthony Rizzo. They might because of his connection to Judge, and they won't pick up his contract extension, his year deal, but maybe they'll decline that, and if he's willing to come back for $5-6 million, I don't know. Just a difficult time. Frustrating loss. An opportunity to do something, and they blew it. They just threw it all over themselves. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Chris. What's happening, man? Hey. Good to hear Stuart back. And, listen, I disagree with you on the play to first base. You know, if you look at it, that's the first baseman's job to cover that plate. Because if you look at when the ball hits the glove, he's the closest to the bag by double. He should be charging that ball and scooping it and going. He needs to finish that play.
I think the nature of the okay. – I'm not – he is close.
The pitcher's gonna outrun, you think the pitcher is going to outrun that?
Yeah, if he takes a good angle. Like, he took a bad angle.
Just look at when the ball hits the glove and the first baseman is more than double closer than the other two guys.
Yeah, I understand that, Part of the reason why he's not closer to first base is because he took a bad angle, and at that point he's already stopped running on some level. Like if he gets off the bag,
Chris. Yeah, when you play first base, you scoop and move. He was already on the move. No, he squared up like a.
I'm talking about Cole. Yes, when you look at the picture, that's already Cole not doing his job. When that picture that you're talking about, because I've seen it out there too, that's already before Cole is not running hard and taking a good angle. If Cole had done that, he'd be a lot closer to first base than he is in that picture. That picture, you're
that's
right. But Cole needs in that picture, Cole needs to be closer to first base.
To cover that base.
I
the ball was hit to it. too aggressively for the pitcher to cover it.
Eddie, I disagree with you, bud. I appreciate what you're saying. He can't, if that's a normal ground ball hit by a left-handed hitter or just a normal ground ball without that spin on it, you might have a better argument. That ball is moving all over the place. He can't let it, he can't charge it aggressively and let it get past him. He has to wait on his heels a little bit to make sure he fields that ball. And now, would a faster, better first baseman be able to do that and get to the bag? Sure. Could Rizzo have done that? Sure. That's the point is, ground ball to the right side, the pitcher gets over. It's that simple. It's that simple. Whether Rizzo could have got there or not, if he did, he should have been ready to shake hands with Cole standing on first base waiting for him. Bottom line. Bottom line. He didn't go to first. Bottom line. Could Rizzo? Maybe. Could this? Could that? I don't care. He has to get to first base. It's ground ball to the right side. Get the hell over there. Dave in Westchester. What's up, Dave?
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I want to make a point about Soto and whether he's staying or not. But the first part of the point is that Yankee fan for 65 years, and I don't think I've ever been more nauseated by a Yankee World Series loss.
Yeah, I think this is it.
This is it, man. Because this one was self-inflicted. I mean, yep. You know, Mariano was sawed off the guy's bat, and he dumped the single to center field. Mariano made a good pitch.
He did throw away
a ball.
He did throw away a ball at second base. But yes, I agree with you.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, you know, Mazeroski hit a home run. You know, he hit a home run.
Yep.
He did something.
Yep.
When Judge dropped the ball in center field, I my stomach sank. I got so
I
started to be nauseated right then.
Yep.
And I felt like this guy will find a way to lose. And this brings me to Soto. Because if I were Soto, one thing about Soto is he's a tremendous postseason performer. And he really is the fire, the desire to win and his competitiveness just burns brighter than almost anyone I've ever seen. If I were Soto and I were looking at the Yankees, this is a Judge's team, as you've said, and I agree with you
100%.
You know, it's never going to be Soto's team. If he signs on with the Yankees, it's always going to be Judge's team. And
right.
If I were Soto, I'd question, given Judge's history and what happened this year, watching him drop that ball, am I ever going to win with this Judge's team? Maybe I should go to the Mets where, you know, I can play with Lindor, especially if I'm going to get more money. So,
well,
I don't know.
Did Lindor win?
No, he didn't, hasn't choked in the postseason.
I mean, you want to say choked? I mean, he had a couple. He had big hits, no doubt. He didn't have a great last series against the Dodgers. But, yeah, I guess. He also watched Judge be better than him. He also watched Judge be the best player in the world for 6 months. I don't think they think of it the way you think they think of it. I really don't. If you think that he came away from playing with Judge, who playing in front of Judge led to the best season of his career, and watched Judge win an MVP and put forth one of the best offensive seasons we've ever seen from a right-handed hitter, if you think he's going to go, well, Judge dropped a fly ball, especially when the defense I play, but Judge dropped a pop-up fly ball, and didn't really hit for 2 weeks. But I can't win with him. I don't think they view it that way. I really don't. I think he recognizes how great Judge is and how great Judge would be for his career and the numbers he'll put up. Now, if he wants to be the star of the team, it'll always be Judge's team. He's the captain. They've already established that. You know, now, again, he's going to play for a lot longer than Judge is here, but at one point it may become his team. But, yeah, that's true. He can go to the Mets and be the star, even though Lindor's established himself now a little bit. But, yeah, I don't know what that means to him. We're all just guessing at what's important to him. But if that is something where he wants to be the man, then he'll leave. I don't know if that means that much to him. Jimmy in Rockland, what's up, Jim?
Hey, C-Mac, you know, I don't know why you even feed into that stuff with Eddie. He from Rockland. He don't call about baseball all year, and now all of a sudden he wants to call and try
to tweak
me.
Yeah. Well,
right, and then douchebag Brett will call later with something stupid too. But
you're,
I'm sorry.
You're gonna make he's sorry. On hold right now, so he heard you. So he's gonna have something. He's gonna have something to say to you, Jimmy. Just so you know,
he's
Jimmy.
Always disrespectful.
I know.
But that's not why I'm calling.
I'm just letting you know.
When
I take Brett's call, he's gonna have something to say about you. So just prepare
yourself. That's okay. I don't care, man. Listen, C Mac, I'm bulletproof, dude.
Okay.
But listen, what I called about when I was on hold, you know, you were saying something about, you know, who fires their manager after making it to the World Series. You know, darn well that they were going to let Girardi go if he had won the World Series that year.
I don't know.
They were going to let him go.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If they made the World Series, I don't know. But they had it in their minds that they needed a new manager. And here's the other thing that goes with that, Jim, and thank you for the call. The players told him that. The players told Brian Cashman that. Now, I don't know if you want to make the argument that you shouldn't listen to the players or that that shouldn't be a major determining factor because you don't let them decide who their manager is. You have that opinion. We could discuss that. But it wasn't just the Yankees didn't like Joe Girardi. The players didn't like Joe Girardi anymore. And not just the players you think. Important players, impactful players, didn't want Joe Girardi to be the manager anymore. And they all adore Adore him. And again, that I'm not saying that's the reason he should have been fired, and that's the reason why Boone should be continuing as the manager. I don't know. I don't know what that means necessarily, that they love the manager. Is it necessary? Absolutely not. Is it a positive? I would think so, but maybe it isn't after a while. I don't know. But there is no doubt they adore him. I just saw a thing with Moose did a video, and he was talking about, he's like, the one thing for sure in the locker room, they love the manager. The manager's going nowhere. I'm just telling you right now, there's no point even discussing it. He's got a one-year option that they can pick up. They're picking it up. Without question, they're picking up next year. He might not get a new contract. He might even get a new contract. But I don't think he's going to get a new contract. He's going to be the manager next year. They're not going to fire a manager off the World Series appearance, the first one in 15 years, and a division title and the number one overall record in the American League. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And do you think it's the right thing? So many people do. Okay, I know we don't like Boone. He just led the team to the World Series. He just led the team to the World Series, and a team that if they didn't have one of the most epic defensive displays of disaster, a lot of D's there, if they didn't have that defensive display there in the fifth, it'd be a team that we'd all really feel good about heading into LA in the World Series. And it's not his fault they had that display of defense. It just isn't. Not this one particular thing. I know it harkens back to all of their problems. I do get that. I get it. And he's to blame for that, sure. And if you want to fire him, fire him. But they lost the World Series because Aaron Judge dropped a fly ball when he hadn't dropped one all year. Anthony Volpe's their Gold Glove winner. He didn't make a good throw. And the pitcher didn't cover first base. Like, you know, the manager didn't forget to tell him to cover first base. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. But whatever the case may be, I have to admit, right? And I said this before, and if you want to consider this talking out of both sides of my mouth, for whatever reason, in the biggest of moments, against better teams, because whether I think the AL Central talk has been a bit much, there's no doubt the Yankees were clearly better than the two teams they played in the American League. I don't think they're dog crap, like everybody seems to call them, but the Yankees were clearly better. Every time the Yankees play a team they're just as good as, or that the other team is better than them, they don't know how to win that. They just don't know how to win those series. They don't know how. And that is on the manager on some level. And so if we've determined that's a flaw that will never change, I'm open to firing the manager. I just don't think he's that bad. I think he's a pretty good manager. The team loves him, and they just made the World Series. He's here.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
One thing I wanted to talk about, because it's been out there, it's been a conversation before, and I'm going to amend my initial take on it. Because a lot of people are complaining about the idea of, you know, Frank Sinatra, New York, playing after this game. Excuse me. And I've always been a proponent of, hey, this is what they do after games. I know it's associated with victories because, you know why? The Yankees win so much. Which, I shouldn't even throw that in there right now. Can't be cocky. They freaking suck. But I never really minded playing Frank win, lose, or draw at the end of the games. Who knows who comes from where, out of town, out of city. They you know, it's part of synonymous with the Yankee Stadium experience. You hear New York. But I have to admit, there are some addendums. There are some times where you don't play Frank. And I think a team celebrating a World Series championship on your field that just beat you, I think that's a reasonable time not to play the Frank Sinatra song. I have to admit. I'm okay with it during the regular season. I would say this. If any series clincher, clearly, in the postseason, and then even, to be fair, if another team in the American League East were to clinch the division on Yankee Stadium ground, I don't think you play Frank while another team is literally jumping in each other's arms.
If the other team is going to be on the field for 30 minutes to an hour celebrating.
Yes, correct. If that's going to happen and then they're heading back in for champagne, then out for team pictures and everything, maybe you could lay off Frank. Over the course of the regular season, I don't mind playing him during the loss. Like I said, it's part of the experience. People who've never been to Yankee Stadium probably want to hear it, or at least you get that full Yankee Stadium experience. It doesn't bother me. But I have to admit, while the Dodgers are celebrating winning a championship after beating the Yankees, along with the help of the Yankees, of course, beating themselves, I really don't need to hear Frank while they celebrate. I do have to admit. So I've changed my mind. I think it's okay during the regular season, but if someone's going to celebrate, wear hats that have, you know, the division champ, ALDS champ, ALCS champ, World Series champ, if someone's going to be doing that on Yankee Stadium and putting on shirts and throwing champagne all over each other, yeah, I don't know. Play Perry Cuomo. Figure it out. Juan in the Bronx. What's up, Juan?
Hey, Mac. How you doing? Good show.
Thank you.
Considering under the circumstances.
I'm not very happy.
Yeah, and it's going to stay with me for several days, believe me.
It's going to stay with me for a long time. This one sticks to the ribs.
That's right.
This one is oatmeal. It's not going anywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, listen. We tend to forget that at the Yankees, you don't get a ton of kudos because you attended the party, okay?
Right.
Unless you walked away with everything, you know, with
a
blonde girl, the blue eyes, with the Johnny Walker black and everything. It's considered a failure at the Yankees.
Yes.
That's how it was when George was with us anyway.
I understand.
You know?
It's a failure, but again, this is why I hate when they lose. Now I have to have this conversation again. Like, there are levels of failure. Last year, they went 82-80 and didn't make the playoffs. If you're telling me that last year and this year are the same, because they didn't walk out with the blonde with blue hair and blonde hair and blue eyes, I disagree. Last year was a much worse failure than this year. 2 years ago, getting swept in the ALCS was a much worse failure. They are not all the same. This is not Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, you're last. There are levels. It's still a failure, but there's levels of failure. And someone sent me a tweet. I don't know if it's 100% accurate. I'll double check it tomorrow if it comes up. But two managers in history have been fired after World Series appearances. Yogi Berra in 1964 when he lost to the Cardinals. Now, they actually swapped managers. So there might have been managerial changes. Guy decides to leave. Guy retires. But as far as like fired, managers asked not to return after World Series is Yogi Berra in 1964 and A.J. Hinch after 2019, but he was fired because of the scandal. So literally, it happened once in history. The Yankees are not firing Boone. It's just not happening. Val, what's going on? We got to be brief, buddy. I'm sorry. I know you, I hate to do that to you, but we got to be brief here.
I'm going to get this real quick. I'm going to give you one quiet and one and a couple of them loud.
Quick.
Quiet. I want to say thank you for the 162 plus. This is the first time that I actually had you and the whole family, all the other hosts that do the shows, and all the other fans that call
for
in.
For the full baseball season, yep.
To come through, yep, and I want to say thank you. That being said, yo, I feel like this is the one that really, really hurts, and I'm upset because I think that for four innings and two-thirds, we had a chance to actually, like...
No, I mean, we had the... And I got to cut you off, Al. We had the perfect game. It was exactly what the Yankees needed, like to a T. They got the home run from Judge. They got a no-hitter from Cole. Like, they got everything they could have possibly needed. And then it all fell apart. It's hard. This one sucks worse than most. Mason in Plainview, real quick. What's up, Mason?
I know we're up against the clock. Aaron Boone has to go. The better team won. You can't be up 5-0 in a World Series game and lose it in that type of magnitude with that type of play. Thank you. Have a good night. Good morning.
I mean, listen, but when you say the better team won, doesn't that mean the manager? Like when the first thing you say is, "Hey, the better team won." The better team won. He had to outmanage at such a level to beat the better team. But yeah, you can't lose that game. Now look, again, they still would have had to go to LA and win two more games. This wasn't Game 7. They had a lot more to do even after this. But yeah, we would have all felt a lot better about this team. Instead, we're freaking miserable. Because again, that's the worst loss I ever remember. I don't know if I've ever been more sick after a loss. Because of the self-inflicted nature of it, I don't know if I've ever been more sick after a loss. This one's going to stick with them. We'll get more into the Yankees and what they do from going on from here tomorrow. We'll get football as well. Everybody have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.